So we continue today in Siman Pei Dalid, in the middle of Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ubi Yashan a merchatz, a bathhouse that has already been used." So the halacha is b'bayis achitzon shakol omdim sham levushim muter. And essentially, we'll see that the bathhouse was comprised of three distinct spaces. In the outer room, where everyone is clothed, one is permitted to say Shema and Davin. Ube'emtsoi, the middle room, shekatzasa omdim sham levushim uktzasa rumim. Some are clothed and some are not. Yesh sham she'ela shalom, avalo kriya shema utfila. One is permitted to say shalom aleichem to another person, but one is not permitted to say Shema nor to Davin. Hago, the Rama adds in, it is permitted to think thoughts of Torah there, even though one can't learn out loud. But Pnimi, and in the innermost room, Shakulam Omdim Shamarumim, where everyone is standing unclothed, that's the actual bathing area. Afilu She'ilas Shalom Aser. Even to say Shalom Aleichem to someone ultimately will be Aser. And Rama says, Va'aser La'anos Amen Babes Hamerchas. And it is prohibited to answer Amen in the bathhouse as well. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. And he says, "Afilu she'ila shalom sifkat vav, ki shalom hu shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shene emar, vayikra lo Hashem shalom, vuadin she'asra litein shalom lechaveira, b'mevuas hametunavos, techol dino, kibayis hapnimi." So this is an interesting idea. The Mishnah Berurah says, because shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore to recite the name of God, even though I'm using that name in the context of a greeting towards another individual, is simply inappropriate. And therefore, again, in the innermost chamber, which is the actual bathing area, one should not say shalom aleichem. This, of course, applies to saying shalom aleichem, or for that matter, a Shabbat shalom inside a bathroom as well. One should avoid doing this altogether. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on to say that if a person's name is Shalom, so the Mishnah Berurah says that one should go ahead and not pronounce the entire name when inside the Merchat, since even though, again, my intention is to call the individual's name, but since it's also a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore the Mishnah Berurah gives different approaches. He says just call him Shalom, or just swallow up the Mem, or call the Mem Anun Shalom instead of Shalom, and the person should be careful not to articulate this name. Similarly, says the Mishnah Berurah, that on letters that are ultimately going to get thrown out, one should also be careful not to use the word Shalom on the letters. La'anos Amen, Sivkot and Zayin and Mishnah Berurah, Al Echad Sha'al Echad Sha'amar B'chutz O Be'ez Abayi Shum Bracha. So the idea over here is, let's say I'm standing on the innermost chamber of the Beis HaMerchatz and I hear someone make a bracha from the outside. So the halacha is that one should not answer Amen under those circumstances. V'nira, meaning I'm standing on the inside of the Merchatz, the bracha is being made outside the Merchatz, I should not answer Amen to that bracha. V'nira, Dahainu Dafka B'bayis HaPenimidu B'kabeis HaKisa. This is, of course, only in the innermost chamber of the bathhouse, but in the outermost chamber one is permitted to. Gamim Shah, he actually says something very interesting. He explains over here that if somebody asks you a halachic question, or somebody gives you shalom in the bathhouse, so a person should not respond by saying, I can't go ahead and respond to you in the Merchatz, because that in and of itself is a statement of Talmud Torah. Rather, again, the Mishnah Berurah says one should just simply respond by saying it's the bathhouse. Hopefully the person will get the point and realize that you'll go ahead and address their issues or return their greetings later on. The Mishnah Berurah then continues, Ein lishtos bebeis ha-merchatz, one should not drink inside the bathhouse. Ki alo asra levarich sham, ubali bracha ein lishtos. The obvious issue is you can't make a bracha inside the Beis HaMerchatz. Excuse me. This is the innermost chamber. So if you can't make a bracha, of course you can't go ahead and drink. Umisha rotza lishtos, someone who does want to drink inside the Beis HaMerchatz, masik beprima godin, sheivarech bebayis achitzon, o bechadr habalan, b'shar she'in sham b'nei adam arumim, the guy Michase Rosho, the Varech Vishta Shamaat Amanas Lishtos Bamerchatz, Vahu Shiyihia Shamachadar Mebayis Echotok Beis Hamerchatz, Halavari Chutz Lamerchatz Klal Osir, Upshita de Lavarech Lolishtos Klal Rak Bamerchatz, Bevada Asr Lahasik Bain Brachalishtia. See, he said, Mishnah Berurah suggests over here that if you could go ahead and make the bracha in one of the outer rooms and then go ahead and drink inside the Merchatz, obviously with one's head covered, then that would be permissible.
Va'ayin le'el b'sof simsam abez mishne bura b'or ha'alacha u'mezuzi b'merchatz b'bayis ha'pnimi b'be'emtza pater v'huadin merchat sheish tefanei ha'chatzir b'chatzir om nishamas. There's another interesting halacha here that the mishne bura explains, which is that what about a mezuzah? So obviously for the two innermost chambers of the merchatz, you won't go ahead and have a mezuzah there because they have the status of the beis hakisei. But on the outermost chamber, which is the chamber where everybody's clothed, ultimately again one should go ahead and put the mezuzah on that outer chamber. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Simin Pei Hei on Sunday. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.